Christian Science teaches us that man is created and governed by divine mind. This is made clear in the title of our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. If we have science, we have health, for they are one and cannot be separated. As you establish divine science, divine truth in your life, you establish health. For God is eternal life and is eternally your life, your health, your perfection. This is by divine law and authority. If you really have divine science, it takes care of your health, supply, sight, hearing, your being. For all are intact in God and are constantly being replenished by infinite mind, substance. Quote, "In Him we live and move and have our being." Close quote. Our seeing and our breathing. Let us thank God for everything as He has made it and sees it, and endeavor to always see it as He made it and sees it. This is perfect sight. Quote, "To acknowledge the perfection of the infinite unseen." Close quote. It is power and dominion. Good is power because it is God reflecting Himself. Hence, kindness, honesty, and integrity are power because they are divine attributes of God. Life is love in action. Life and love are one. Our whole life work is to express God in manifesting the qualities of God. The divine continuity, activity, eternality, and foreverness of the universe show forth this power of God. What keeps the earth rotating on its axis, the sun shining, the stars wheeling, the birds singing, the trees growing? Surely not man. The same power that governs and sustains the universe keeps your eyes seeing, your ears hearing, your functions acting, your heart beating, and your home and business active. The axis of the earth does not get old and creaky, or have hardened arteries, or become incapacitated. The earth revolves on its axis every 24 hours. From that same source comes the balancing of the clouds, the eternally beautiful sunsets, your strength, health, intelligence and life, your completeness and satisfaction. The unthinking lobster loses its claw and grows it again. Because of wrong thinking, denying God as the only power and creator, man does not retain this power. We must let God be all in all to us. He is all, but we do not let Him be all in all to us. We let false beliefs interfere. Quote, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me." Close quote. When we, as Christian scientists, clearly understand that God is the only mind. And since He is my God, He is my mind. That this mind is universal in its scope and sees only its own infinite, perfect manifestation. Then, when I look out through this mind, I can see only the perfect universe and man as his perfect manifestation, governed by divine principle. However, if I look out into the world through the so-called mortal mind, I see war, hate, fear, disease, suffering, want, and woe. In all the world, divine love can see nothing but its own image and likeness. And this love, which is my being and your being, quote, inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way, close quote. These divine facts must be declared and known to us until we feel them in our heart and soul and can prove them. Wherever life, truth, and love are expressed, God is present. If we understand that man is actually God's idea, he is not in battle, not in a distant land, or in some distant space, for that is the objective sense of man. Man is God's idea now, forever present in the one mind, constituting an indispensable, indestructible, and ever-present element of our consciousness. Quote, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Close quote. And neither height, nor depth, nor any other mortal belief can separate you from Him. For subjectively, He is forever with you in divine mind. There is nothing outside infinity, God's presence. God's creation cannot be inverted, perverted, or subverted. There is no other creation but the one perfect spiritual creation governed by the divine principle. It is most important that we attain and maintain this important fact now. The world needs our clear spiritual knowing. Spiritual facts are endowed with the power of God. And a spiritual fact established in consciousness has absolute dominion over its counterfeit. Our revered leader writes in Unity of Good, quote, "And acknowledgement of the perfection of the infinite unseen confers a power nothing else can." Close quote. If we implicitly hold to the knowledge that God is all, we cannot see the false claim, because being within the orbit of infinite mind, we cannot see any inverted image or false testimony of the senses. Jesus knew his oneness with God. He practiced from the standpoint of his divinity. And because of this clear, correct understanding, the divinity of Jesus was expressed humanly. Jesus never surrendered his true humanhood, but transformed it as his consciousness unfolded spiritually on through the resurrection. Here he proved the power of mind over matter, or material beliefs and laws, and the power of life over death, to the ascension, where he proved that there is no matter and no death. Jesus demonstrated the Christ. He is our way-shower to show us how to do the same. Quote, Christ, the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. Close quote.